We'll start with when your family moved from Mean Bonnet up to Crunashella, Kiwi. Tell me how that went.
Well, before I would remember, but
Yeah.
Crunashella, that time was just a mountain. No houses of anything from that little bridge out. There are a few houses in the little bridge there, that was all. The rest all emigrated from the lower parish,
From
Kilcaster,
Mean Bonnet.
Mean Bonnet and Cadgie,
Yeah.
around that area.
And how many families moved up to Crunashella?
Well, what did I say? There was one, two, three, four, five, six, and then there's another from Lloydmuir, McCann, seven.
Seven families. So they had to start and build new houses and all that.
Oh, just the mountain.
Yeah.
They weren't even cutting turf or anything, just a wild mountain. And just started in there. And the only thing then, cropping, they cut rack and put the rack out in ridges, you see, and planted the seed on and then soil it up. They had a good crop that way, potatoes and that, good for eating, you know.
So
But that's the way,
it broke on the
broke
side.
one bit
Yeah,
by bit.
yeah.
And all spade work. There's nothing else you could do. Cradling, any manure, they wouldn't have much manure setting. It was mostly rack they were working on till they got going a couple of years.
Yeah.
Then they had so much of their own manure as well, the cattle and them. But it must have been tight already. The only thing they valued that time, living down, the very little turf down around Cadgie or that is all cut out, and they valued the turf.
So,
It was all turf.
yeah.
I think that's what made them all come up. They all come together. When one come up, they all follow suit.
Yeah. And most of the families were Gaelic speaking, Hughie.
The war, I.
Your parents were?
My parents were all Gaelic speaking. And my grandfather used to be up there at Wales. And he had no English at all. The only thing I would be small running about, mention something, yes, that's the only
That's
word
the only
about it.
word you have. My God.
All Gaelic. And my mother and my father, they would speak Gaelic too, but I didn't know how it happened. We never spoke it. Understand it and all that, but you never seemed to think of speaking it. There were a crowd, you see, were to school together, and if they weren't speaking, I suppose that was the cause of it.
The English started in,
All the
yeah.
English ones went out among them.
So you went to Minnetonka school then, Hughie?
Manitowoc, I.
Yeah.
Now the master there, Master O'Neill, he belonged to County Antrim.
And you stayed at school until 14, or what kind of age did you leave, Hughie?
Well, at that time,
14, I suppose.
I don't know, maybe at the start, I don't know if there was a limit,
Yeah.
but in later years was 14. I would stay at school longer. A lot of them up there went away to Tyrone. Youngsters, once they were a certain age,
They were hired out.
hired out there, and they'll go back, and then they go to school then, where they
Right,
want, but
I see.
that's the way they would work. Oh, for a while out in Tyrone, they would go anywhere after that, they're well hired into the cold and the work.
But it was a tough working life anyway, Hughie, you know,
Oh, it was.
breaking in the soil and the
Aye,
ground
we
and,
can do to nothing.
yeah.
Or it was all hard work. Because it's all spade work.
Yeah.
And then even though they get a crop of potatoes out of it, the show, as you would call it, the drain between the ridges, had to be put up and covered in the rack and that. But then there was no soil, it was just the same as, it was like turf. If it dried there, it would open up, you used to have it covered with some kind of fine stuff, sand in it to keep the sun from gazing it,
I see.
or it would all gaze up. Then that had to be levelled out, and then the ridge was still solid. That had to be slid down then, maybe 3 or 4 years before you get into any shape. It was all hard work.